Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Bush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Guy Bush. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is hit by the pitch. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. Ruth moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnke now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to home to get Sewell. Ruth moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. We'll see more now pitching. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Warnke covering, for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Willsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Jackie May now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with May covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Lazare moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Demery. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell scores. It's 5-4, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gehrig. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 5, Cubs, 5. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Cubs 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Demery. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Dickey moves to third. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Willie Moore. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is walked intentionally. Merle Hogue pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Combs hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Crosetti moves to third. Hoag moves to second. It's 6-5, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Hoag scores. Combs moves to third. It's 8-5, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 9-5, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Bud Tinning now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to home to get Sewell. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dickey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Pennock now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman strikes out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Cubs 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Crosetti is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Stevenson moves to third. Demery moves to second. Stan Hack pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Bud Tinning. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Cubs 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Burley Grimes now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-5, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Demery picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demery. Dickey moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. It's 13-5, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing left field. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-4 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. On defensive indifference, Herman moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. On defensive indifference, Herman moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. One out. It's 13-6, Yankees. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.